News. Now,
Trump talks trade, wall funds blocked. And Barbara Cusack. President Trump arrived in Japan for a four-day state visit. He's already addressed Japanese business leaders, saying commerce between the United States and Japan is essential to ensuring a future of peace and prosperity.
We want firms from all around the world to build and hire and grow in the United States. It really is a special place, and we really have made it much easier. We've gotten rid of a lot of the red tape.
Correspondent Ivan Watson says outside of North Korea, trade issues will be on tap as Trump talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
One of the things that the Trump administration would like to see would be for Japan's markets to open up to U.S. agriculture. That's even more important now that there is a raging trade war between the U.S. and China, which had been such an important market for so many U.S. agricultural products.
Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif said the U.S. decision to deploy more troops to the Middle East in response to the perceived threat from Iran was extremely dangerous for peace. Federal Judge Haywood Gilliam partially blocked President Trump's plan to fund construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border by transferring funds from other Defense Department accounts. More from correspondent Bill Michaels.
His order applies to two planned projects to add 51 miles of fence in two areas. Gilliam issued the ruling after hearing arguments last week in two cases. California and 19 other states brought one lawsuit. The Sierra Club and a coalition of communities along the border brought the other.
French police say they're hunting a suspect following an explosion that wounded 13 people in a busy pedestrian street yesterday in the city of Lyon. Maltese authorities rescued 216 migrants aboard two dinghies in distress in the Mediterranean Sea near Malta. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Non-attorney spokesperson.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Aldi is recalling 5-pound bags of Baker's Corner all-purpose flour sold at select stores in 11 states due to a potential presence of E. coli. The CDC says 17 people fell ill. It's going to be busy on the roads this Memorial Day weekend as folks kick off the unofficial start to summer vacation. More from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
A record number of people are driving this weekend, 37.6 million according to AAA. The national average price for a gallon of gas right now is $2.84. If your holiday travel plans included booking a hotel, daily rates were a little lower this year, and AAA says rental car rates are 7% lower compared to last year.
American climber Don Cash, who fulfilled his dream of climbing the highest mountains on each of the seven continents, died of probable altitude sickness on the way down from Mount Everest. Barbara Cusack.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. Now watch for an accident now in Virginia on northbound 95 between the Aquia Garrisonville exit, that's exit 143, and the Quantico exit. They're in the two left lanes, and that is starting to cause some delays in the area. An earlier accident in the district on DC 295 northbound near Benning Road completely cleared away. Otherwise, things are looking quiet on the road, major interstates, Beltway looking good, and also 270 looks good from Gaithersburg to the Beltway.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, Mortgage Radio at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. How can we figure out the impact of these events on our financial future? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, we became the first micro distillery in the state of Texas, and we're still making the same smooth stuff after all these years. We're still cooking in a pot still, working with our dogs by our sides, having fun and tasting batches, and I'm still wearing the same hat, even after all these years. Head over to titosvodka.com to learn more about what else we're doing the same. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Thank you very much for all you do.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And thank you for personally inspiring me.
That's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. And a happy Memorial Day weekend to you. And it is good to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houtenan, our producer this morning. I say a happy Memorial Day because we do, you know, start the summer off, we celebrate, but at the same time, Memorial Day is to remember all of those men and women who have given their lives in service to this country, and for that we're eternally grateful, and don't let that get too far out of the perspective for Memorial Day weekend. Very, very important to remember that. Lots of things going on. President's off to Japan. He's there already. We've got Metro construction around town, so if you're going to be taking Metro anywhere, give yourself plenty of extra time and go to their website and check out where those shutdowns are going to be affecting you over the weekend. Rolling Thunder in town for the last time after some 31 years. They will be regionalizing and localizing the tributes that they pay to Vietnam POWs and MIAs. So this will be the last weekend for Rolling Thunder. If you're doing a staycation, if you're within the sound of my voice, on the radio at least, you're in the Washington area. And if you have never gone down to Rolling Thunder, it is a sight to be seen. And they will come across Memorial Bridge, and it's just amazing. Anywhere along the mall, you will see the motorcycles. And I was down there a couple of years ago, actually, when President Trump addressed Rolling Thunder during the 2016 campaign. And if you have never been to Rolling Thunder, this is the last chance to go and see it. It's an amazing event. And again, that is in honor of the POW and MIA, not only in the Vietnam War, but in all of our military conflicts. So take a few minutes and stop by there if you're sticking around town for the weekend. It's quite an event. Well, it's been quite a week on Capitol Hill, and we've got some of the sound and fury of the fireworks. And we like to recap some of the week's information. If you missed it, because a lot of people are busy, they may have a chance to listen to Mornings on the way in. They may listen to Larry on the way home. May not have a chance to listen to Chris during the daytime because they're at work. Not supposed to listen to Chris during the daytime because they're at work, but many people do anyway. In Rush. A lot of people listen to Chris and Rush in the middle of the day that aren't supposed to. But anyway, if you missed it, this is the 5-second launch of the fireworks. We have fireworks in Washington for Memorial Day weekend. Normally it's the 4th of July. But for Memorial Day weekend, the fireworks started off early in the week. Here's Nancy Pelosi, and this is what kicked it off this time.
We believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. In a cover-up.
That's all it took. That's all it took. Well, the President got pretty upset about it, and Nancy Pelosi went on and continued after the president got upset. She went ahead and continued on trying to explain herself.
And while he tried to say it's because I said cover up, we've been saying cover up for a while. I think what really got to him was these court cases and the fact that the House Democratic Caucus is not on a path to impeachment. And that's where he wants us to be.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi wants... thinks the president wants us to impeach him? Is that what she's saying? She really say that? She wants the... I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, she took shots at the president, and it's pretty amazing. This is how the president responded.
You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
So what happened was they had a meeting scheduled at the White House to talk about infrastructure. So Nancy Pelosi made those comments in the morning about a cover-up in the morning before the meeting. So they show up at the White House, and the president's torqued about the cover-up line, very torqued about the cover-up line. So he talks to him, spends a few minutes with him, and leaves the meeting. Now, the media, the way the media portrayed it, and the Democrats, is that the president stormed out of the meeting. The president sees it differently.
Speaker Pelosi said today she hoped your family would conduct an intervention with you. What's your reaction to that?
No, I saw her read it perfectly, just the way she said it. It's a very, very sort of a nasty type statement, but I will say this. She said I walked into the room right next door yesterday and walked in and started screaming and yelling. Just the opposite. Because I know that they will always say that, even if it didn't happen, because this happened once before. I walked out. I was so calm. You all saw me minutes later. I was at a news conference. I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
So that gives you a sense of the fireworks. Well, we get to Friday, and the president is leaving the White House, off to Japan. And he did another one of his 13-minute press conferences, impromptu, on the White House lawn. And what's amazing is he's always talking to the media. Remember when President Obama was just never talking to anybody? Would not talk to the media? President Trump, every other day, spends 10 or 15 minutes with the media, and it's all impromptu and takes it off the cuff. Well, as he continued, here's what he had to say about Nancy Pelosi when he was on the White House lawn yesterday.
You think Nancy's the same as she was? She's not. Maybe we can all say that. But I think, frankly, I think right now we are, I'm only speaking for myself. I want to do what's good for the country. I think Nancy Pelosi is not helping this country.
That is the president again talking about Nancy Pelosi. So while we're looking at all of this, what's going on overseas? What are they looking at overseas when they see this going on in our country? You just have to wonder, when the president is out trying to negotiate with people like the Iranians, people like the Chinese, people like the Russians, people like the North Koreans, and they see this craziness and the shenanigans, and it's got to diminish the strength of the president when he's in these negotiations. It's one of the things we're going to talk about later on this morning. We're going to be joined, of course, by K.T. McFarland today. We'll talk with John Gizzi. We've got Cheryl Atkinson coming up on the program. We've got Jennifer Harper from The Washington Times. So we have a full lineup for you here on the Saturday Morning Update, even though it is a holiday weekend. We got plenty of sounds of the week. We got Lindsey Graham, latest where Lindsey Graham's at. Always get a comment from John Kennedy, Senator from Mississippi. He's great. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that are going on in the world this morning. Wow. The politics, it seems like every week you come in and it's like, I've never seen it any worse. And then you come in a week later and it's worse. I don't know how that happens. It is 6:18. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is time for a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Couple of accidents in Virginia, 95 to watch out for. One is in Stafford County, northbound, just north of 610, and that is on the left shoulder and the left lane. And now a new accident being reported on 95 southbound in Prince William County, right near the Dale City exit, and that is affecting the right lane and the right shoulder, so use caution there. Elsewhere in Virginia, just seeing a little bit of volume on 395 between Seminary Road and Duke Street. Otherwise, no problems heading to the 14th Street Bridge. And so far, the Capitol Beltway looks good in Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You know, it's funny. We had pretty much a late winter, very little spring, but we're going to make up for it this weekend. Looking at a nice day today, we'll have high temperatures of 82. Highs of 90 on Sunday. We have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy for the day. Partly cloudy Monday, high of 84. Thunderstorms possible on Tuesday with a high of 91. Wednesday, predicted high of 95 degrees. Oof. 66 outside right now in Washington, and we are headed to 82 this afternoon. 6:19, Saturday Morning Update.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
What's the best way to grow your money?
while you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Listen, if you're back in the singles market, don't be distracted by all the online dating apps and algorithms. The truth is, finding a real connection in person works so much better. And that's what the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch do for you. Imagine having a dedicated recruiter for your dating life who guarantees you will go out on dates. Well, that's exactly what It's Just Lunch promises. First, they get to know you. Then they get you on real dates with other educated professionals in a fun and safe environment. Could be lunch, could be drinks after work. The point is, finding a real connection today requires professional, personal expertise. So take control of your dating life today. Call them at 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
I'm Melanie King, Manager of IT Projects and National Accounts for American Dairy Queen Corporation. We needed a website to satisfy our home office needs and provide our franchisees with a site for communication with the home office. It's difficult to find a company that works with both large and small businesses. Thankfully, we turned to AmericanEagle.com. After meeting with us, they determined our needs and the needs of our franchisees. Each one a small business. We now have an incredibly effective communication tool we love. It's mobile-friendly and allows us to manage and communicate national promotions, menu info, and a lot more. It meets all of our business needs. Just remember, when you get the urge for a blizzard or a fantastic burger, stop by your local Dairy Queen. If you're looking for a results-driven web solution that meets your needs, whether you're a small, medium-sized business or an iconic brand like Dairy Queen, call AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 703-WEBSITE. That's 703-WEBSITE, and take your business to new heights.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-1560. That's 800-993-1560. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-1560. 800-993-1560.
623, Saturday morning update. WMAL head spinning after the week in Washington. And we have two investigations, okay? So there's the Mueller report and the subsequent Democratic investigation into the president. And then the president and many people have been claiming that the Obama administration officials tried to undermine his 2016 presidential campaign and election. You've all seen and read the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page texts about the insurance policy and everything else. So Thursday night, after all the Democrats were saying, well, where's the evidence on the Obama administration, these claims you're making? Where's the evidence? Well, Thursday night, the president took the first step in trying to show them the money. He ordered the declassification of intelligence documents that he has said show the pathway that Obama officials navigated to spy on the campaign. Now, you may realize many people at the FBI were either reassigned or lost their jobs in that tight little circle that included Strzok, Page, Orr, and others. So we've seen all this stuff, right? I mean, you've seen these texts. You've heard this. McCabe, all these people, all this stuff going on. Something a little amiss, possibly. But here's how Jerry Nadler, Democrat, of course, here's how he sums it up, right?
There is no basis whatsoever to believe that anybody in the intelligence community did anything wrong in terms of starting the investigation.
There is no basis whatsoever. And, of course, they don't want to investigate it because, as Jerry Nadler says, there's no basis whatsoever. Jerry, have you read the texts? Do you think you might have a question that you might like to know more about? Maybe. Guess not. Well, How does President Trump feel about Jerry Nadler?
They want to interview all of the same people again. They want to interview Jerry Nadler, who's been an enemy of mine for many years. He fought me in New York unsuccessfully, by the way. I come to Washington, I become president, and I said, oh no, I have Jerry Nadler again? So, Wall Street Journal, Mr. Mueller wasn't obstructed in any way. His copious report was released for all to see, and there was no collusion.
So the back and forth continues. Now, you kind of like to look and see how this is playing with key leadership, all right? Because, you know, question marks back and forth about some of the Republican leadership in the past couple of years, their feelings about Donald Trump. And Lindsey Graham, as you know, was a huge fan and supporter and friend of John McCain's. But Lindsey Graham now very supportive of the president. And Lindsey Graham was on Fox News yesterday. And this is what he had to say about this whole situation.
I'm going to make sure we have FISA laws that can detect when somebody's giving the court a bunch of garbage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure we have some rules that you just can't open up a counterintelligence investigation on a presidential candidate right. without having a good reason.
So that's Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham went on to continue in talking about President Trump, his feelings on Trump in general at this point.
And he's doing a really good job. If you want a strong military, you got one. If you want a humming economy, you got one. If you want to take on the enemy differently than Obama did, that's exactly what we're doing. So the Democrats are going to get him reelected. I don't think you can become the nominee of the Democratic Party without embracing impeachment. And if you're a House member of the Democratic caucus, you're going to get a primary if you vote against impeachment, because the people who want to impeach this president have lost their mind and they're driving the Democratic Party over an edge.
So that's Lindsey Graham's take on things. And it's always great to get Senator John Kennedy's take on things. Can't be any more succinct than this.
The House is devoting all of its time to harassment. If they're going to keep doing it, they need to do one or two things. Either urinate or get off the pot and go ahead and impeach the president, because the Senate's not going to convict because he hadn't done anything to be impeached for.
All right, so I want to get one other cut in here before we take a break for the news at 6:30. And just to give you a sense of the craziness on Capitol Hill and some of the things that are being said by Democrats and these committee hearings. This is Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, Democrat of Illinois. She's a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, and she's interviewing the interim Secretary of Homeland Security, DHS, Kevin McAleenan, and they're talking about what's happening on the border, and of course in the wake of the death of the young man at the border, apparently had the flu, and here's how she addressed the acting Secretary of Homeland Security.
Why do these tragedies keep happening?
So they're happening because the crisis is exceeding the resources provided. That's why we've asked for more, and we've asked for more authority to deal with it, to prevent this crisis from happening in the first place.
But at this point, with five kids that have died, 5,000 separated from their families, I feel like, and the evidence is really clear that this is intentional.
That's an appalling accusation, and our men and women fight hard to protect people in our custody every single day.
The evidence is clear that this is intentional? How a congressman could make that accusation is mind-boggling. 6:30, it's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time to be a roofing company. It can define your whole year. For a roofer, having a great spring is about doing three things. One, you gotta be ready to go. New Look offers same-day estimates and one-day installations. Two, know what you're doing. We have project managers, master tech installers, and a dedicated customer service team who have installed over 30,000 roofs. And last but not least, you gotta have knock it out of the park pricing. So through May 31st, get your roof installed now, pay for half of it next year, and pay me the other half, how about never? That's right, through May 31st, pay for half the roofing materials later, and the other half, never. Want to know how we do this? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. We do things other roofing companies don't.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
And time for a check of the news this morning. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan for a state visit that will make him the first world leader to meet the country's new emperor. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have arrived this morning aboard Air Force One. It was a 14-hour journey. The president heading to a dinner with business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence in Tokyo after a brief airport welcome. About 1,500 in the party from the United States to Japan, and many of them in the business community. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, says the nation's spy agencies will provide the Justice Department all appropriate information for its review of intelligence activities related to Russian interference in the 2016 election. Of course, the president has claimed his campaign was the victim of spying and has given the Attorney General, William Barr, full authority to publicly disclose still secret information collected during the investigation. Some former intelligence officials and Democrats worrying that the Attorney General will cherry-pick intelligence to paint a misleading picture about the roots of the probe. In a statement released Friday, DNI Director Dan Coats says, quote, he's confident that Barr will work with long-established standards to protect highly sensitive classified information that, if publicly released, would put U.S. national security at risk. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has called a series of short-range missile tests by North Korea last month a violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions. He says sanctions must be kept in place. Bolton, in Tokyo with the president, says that the U.S. position on the North's denuclearization is consistent and that a repeated pattern of failures to rid North Korea of nuclear weapons should be stopped. President Trump has arrived in Tokyo. It's a four-day visit, and it's largely to highlight close ties with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Senior Pentagon official says the U.S. is blaming Iran and its proxies for the recent tanker bombings near the United Arab Emirates and a rocket attack in Iraq. Its Vice Admiral Michael Gilday says the U.S. has a high degree of confidence that Iran's Revolutionary Guard was responsible for those explosions on four tankers and that Iranian proxies in Iraq fired rockets into Baghdad. And finally, a respected security blog is reporting that a flaw on the website of a major real estate title company exposed the bank account numbers and other sensitive information contained in 885 million files. Krebs on Security says the data collected by First American Financial could have been viewed by anyone with a web browser until the company disabled the vulnerability on Friday. Unclear if any exposed information was scooped up by outsiders with criminal intentions. Time for a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL. I'm Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Couple of accidents to watch out for in Virginia. One is northbound in Garrisonville, and that's right at exit 143, blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is squeezing by to the right, and delays are forming quickly. Now, there's another accident southbound on 95 between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic also slowing through the Woodbridge area due to this accident. Traveling in the district so far, things are moving well on DC 295. Keep in mind that the ramp from outbound Pennsylvania Avenue to southbound DC 295 closed for weekend road work. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, a high of 82. We'll have clouds tomorrow with some afternoon thunderstorms possible. 50-50 chance of rain for tomorrow. 90 degrees for the high on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday, high of 84. Thunderstorms Tuesday with a high of 91. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a high of 95. 66 outside in Washington, heading to 82. 636, Saturday morning update.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Memorial Day weekend on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it odd that on a holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, a just wonderful holiday for this country as we recognize all of our men and women who have given their lives in service, the top stories in the news are the Mueller report and impeachment? I mean, how sad is that? What sense are you getting as you look at polls? I mean, you keep a very close eye on polls as to how the public's feeling about all this madness in Washington.
Well, it actually is a madness. In fact, there's a new phrase out there for everybody to make use of, which is called impeach-a-mania. Yes, there's impeach-a-mania loose in the city and elsewhere. And I wish I came up with that, but I didn't. It came from Breitbart.com. But it's just a handy term to talk about the Democratic Party's obsessive fixation on impeachment. I mean, it's like, yes, we get your point. It goes on and on and on. And also, you know, the nonstop companion media that goes with all this. And, you know, you put all that together and you have impeachment-mania. And it is having an effect on the public. In fact, there's a whole fatigue going on with impeachment-mania and the Mueller report and everything else. And I'm just going to, because it's so early in the morning, I'm not going to quote too many numbers, but here's a couple of significant ones which will give you an indication of how tired the public is about all this. And here we go. This is a CBS News poll, okay? And they found that 58% of Americans, that's 6 out of 10 Americans, they have heard enough. Heard enough, that's the direct words they're using, about the Mueller report. And only 37% say they want to hear more. And another 53%, that's a nice healthy majority, say the congressional Democrats should drop the Russia matter now and move to other issues. Again, I'm quoting directly from the poll. That's not my language. And let's move over to Harvard-Harris poll. 65% of Americans say no to impeachment. We don't want impeachment, okay? And another 60% say there is no collusion. So, again, these are two polls. There's quite a few more out there that are indicating the same thing, but there might be a price here to pay for the impeachment-mania going on out there, both from the Democratic Party as well as their sympathetic media.
Well, it's a tightrope for the Democrats these days, and Nancy Pelosi is sort of right in the middle of all of the action. Well, what about Joe Biden and the other Democratic hopefuls?
Well, this is sort of reflecting the findings of the poll we just talked about, and there's kind of a political peril involved here of impeachment chatter, and that's kind of what it is. A lot of people bandy about impeachment as it's expected on them. A lot of the presidential hopefuls are certainly doing this, and certainly former Vice President Joseph R. Biden, he's kind of right in the middle of all this because he, too, has been up on his impeachment talk. And you have to look at his campaign right now because he's kind of been taking pages out of the President Trump's playbook here because a lot of candidates, and not only Mr. Biden, but they've noticed how enormously successful the Make America Great Again motto and campaign have been for President Trump over the years. You know, you certainly has everyone recognizes the acronym MAGA, and the MAGA hats and all that other stuff. And, in fact, Mr. Trump's campaign now said that there are 1 million red MAGA hats out there right now. But all that aside, Mr. Biden tried to make up his own MAGA. And he started out with the phrase, make America moral again. But that didn't work out so well because it ends up being MAMA, not MAGA. And now his newest campaign is Make America Normal Again. That's mana, not so handy either. So, you know, you got to wonder what's next. Well, Mr. Biden is actually being warned to stop going the impeachment route as his campaign theme. And this is coming from David Marcus. He's the New York correspondent for The Federalist. He kind of has a warning for Mr. Biden about pushing impeachment all the time. Here's what he has to say. He's very terse about this. He says, Biden is running a campaign based on normalcy, make America normal again. He is counting on the idea that the American people are fatigued by the swirling scandals and often brutish behavior of President Trump. He's not offering Green New Deals. He's not telling voters that America was never all that great. He's not apologizing for his past. He is offering to get things back to normal. But having to run in the face of an impeachment proceeding against Trump does not serve that message. Impeachment takes more away from his message than it adds. And I think that's a very canny observation from Mr. Marcus, and I think it applies to all of the candidates, that if we have impeachment proceedings, that's going to throw the nation into an uproar all over again, and doesn't bode well when you're trying to present Make America Normal Again campaign.
So with all the chatter about impeachment, what about the Tea Party? How are they feeling about President Trump?
Well, let's talk about the Tea Party. This is very, very interesting because at the moment, a lot of strategists on both sides of the aisle are looking out for all the different demographics and figuring, how can we lure those voters over to our side? Well, here's a very interesting couple of figures about the Tea Party because they have emerged as probably the most diehard, stalwart supporters of President Trump that there are. And, you know, let's revisit the Tea Party really quickly because it was 10 years ago, can you imagine, that the conservative Tea Party was essentially founded in 2009. Maybe some people out there listening will remember it was a CNBC analyst, Rick Santelli, and he had an on-camera rant from the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He was angry at the Obama administration, and he called for a new Tea Party. And that's how the whole thing got started, believe it or not. And some of the groups that were formed back then, the Tea Party Patriots and Tea Party Express, they are still very much in operation and very active and still full of good cheer and enthusiasm and that devotion to founding principles, which was sort of their hallmark. But there are wonderful, interesting poll numbers about the Tea Party, and these are coming from the Pew Research Center, and they've gone over polls during a four-year period. So this is a significant analysis from 2014 through 2018. Here's what they have to say. A decade after the Tea Party emerged as a political force, its supporters are some of Donald Trump's most stalwart Republican support. Again, this is coming from the Pew Research Center. And that the Tea Party's very positive feelings, that's coming from the pollster, towards Mr. Trump have not wavered at all as the years have gone by. They say Republicans who had positive views of the Tea Party movement in 2014 through 2015 were among Trump's most enthusiastic backers during the 2016 campaign. And unlike Republicans who had mixed or negative opinions, the Tea Party have had very positive feelings about Mr. Trump all the way through his first year as president. And interestingly enough, Rick, the Pew Research people have developed a feelings thermometer. And this gauges the temperature of feelings about the president going from cold to hot on a scale of 1 to 100. And in 2018, the Tea Parties gave Mr. Trump a very toasty 78 on this scale, and that's up from 61 when he took office. So the positive sentiment is only increasing. And the Pew Research folks say these Tea Party supporters were more likely than any other Republicans to say that Trump's elections made positive changes, what the party stands for. Again, Tea Party, not gone away, very huge fans of President Trump still.
Infrastructure, hot topic in the news these days, especially a hot topic at the White House the other day. And it's Memorial Day weekend, so the effect of the crumbling infrastructure on holiday travel. You've actually got statistics?
Yeah, well, this is a very kind of another significant finding for this early in the morning. But the U.S. Travel Association has released some very comprehensive research that finds out that because of the lousy roads and endless congestion, and certainly we know that around here and in the corridor between here and Boston, these endless barriers to having a pleasant motoring experience has affected Americans. They're not driving around as much. In fact, the U.S. Travel Association says that they have not taken an estimated 47.5 million auto trips due to highway congestion and other factors in 2018. They did all the math and discovered that this cost the economy $30 billion in travel spending. They went all over, you know, how much people spend on gas and so forth and so on. And according to the organization's president and CEO, Roger Dow, he says, heading into Memorial Day and the summer travel season, this suite of research shows that, one, the country is becoming less connected because of a strained infrastructure, and, two, there is a measurable economic cost to that problem. Again, this is coming from Roger Dow. He's the president of this group. And he says also, as you mentioned, it's a hot political topic. The infrastructure discussion tends to grind to a political halt when it turns to resources. And so they asked people, would you rather sit in traffic or pay a little extra tax, say on gasoline or something else? And they found that two-thirds of auto travel would rather pay that little extra tax than sit for one or two extra hours in traffic each way. So they're kind of quantifying a lot of the frustrations that people have when they're on the road, and certainly what a lot of people are going to be feeling this weekend when the infrastructure and the congestion gang up on our folks out in their cars.
Well, it is Memorial Day, and the words of Ronald Reagan on Memorial Day are poignant. What year was it, and what did he say?
Well, I like to take a look, kind of to clear my mind sometimes, to see what Ronald Reagan had on significant, what he thought on significant days. So I looked up what he said in his official proclamation for Memorial Day on May 25th, 1981. Here's just a tiny excerpt of what he said. He said that today, the United States stands as a beacon of liberty and democratic strength before the community of nations. We are resolved to stand firm against those who would destroy the freedoms we cherish. We are determined to achieve an enduring peace, a peace with liberty and with honor. This determination, this resolve, is the highest tribute we can pay to the many who have fallen in the service of our nation. Again, that's Ronald Reagan, May 25th, 1981.
Jennifer Harper, thank you very much. Have a lovely Memorial Day weekend. You can follow Jennifer at Harper Bulletin on Twitter.
Thanks a lot, Rick, and have a good holiday, everybody.
6:49, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. And Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Couple of trouble spots in Virginia with two accidents on 95. There is an accident southbound between the Prince William Parkway and Opitz Boulevard. It's actually right near Opitz Boulevard. They're still in the two right lanes and traffic is slow as you approach the area. Now, there's still some accident activity also northbound in Garrisonville between 610 and the 95 Express Lane entrance north of 610, and they are still in the left lane, but looks like most of that activity is starting to clear away. So far, no delays on 395, though, from the Beltway headed to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is finally going to warm up. We'll be up to 82, mostly cloudy this afternoon. For tomorrow, we should reach up around 90, but we do have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. Memorial Day looks partly cloudy with a high of 84. Isolated thunderstorms on Tuesday with a high of 91. Cloudy Wednesday, high to 95. 66 in Washington right now, heading up to 82. 6:50, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And Dionne Warwick came to talk in Washington this week. She was an event. It was the first annual Second Chance Digital Impact Recipient Awards. It was a Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America event. And Dionne Warwick was in town. Now, why do I bring that up? Because she is Whitney Houston's cousin. You might have heard earlier this week, it was reported that Whitney Houston's estate was looking into launching new projects centered on the late singer. One of the ideas is a touring hologram.
Now, you know, Whitney Houston died in 2012. She was 48 years old. But there is a plan to launch a tour. Her sister-in-law and former manager, Pat Houston, told the New York Times that a hologram was being developed and that the creation had taken precedence over everything. The hologram would perform Whitney's biggest hits. Whew. So, E.T., Entertainment Tonight, was at the event here in Washington the other night. They asked cousin Dionne Warwick about it. Here's what she had to say.
It's surprising to me, too. I don't know what it is. I think it's stupid. But whatever it is, that's what it is.
Okay, I think Dionne Warwick speaks for all of us when it comes to that one. One note that you may not be aware of, for all of the heat that Donald Trump has taken over the years about race relations and everything else, Donald Trump attempted an intervention and attempted to help Whitney Houston when she was having the many problems that she was having. And there was an event at the White House not too long ago. A number of the songwriters were there, and Mike Love of the Beach Boys relayed that story at that White House event. But, you know, Donald Trump, obviously, in his day, was very close to many people in the entertainment community and attempted to help Whitney Houston, and unfortunately his and many others' efforts failed. 6:52 now, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
I wish this double chin would just go away. Well, your wish is our command with JDSL's outrageous extended Mother's Day sale. Double chin, sagging jawlines, and turkey necks, they're the real problems until now. Introducing the new Genucel jawline treatment formulated with MDL technology. Robin from Lubbock, Texas wrote in and said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. It's the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young, and I'm blown away. You could have expensive or harsh treatments to look younger, but why would you do that? For this week only, get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. And for a limited time, Chamonix will include a special surprise luxury gift. 800-525-2720 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
I'm Dr. Jeff Grammer with Greenbrook TMS. Every day, TMS therapy is changing lives. It's so rewarding to see our patients finally feel better, to help them finally start to live their lives without the shackles and anchor of depression.
Greenbrook TMS, the nation's leading TMS therapy provider, gives patients a safe and effective treatment for depression, covered by most insurance. Schedule a free consultation for you or a loved one at greenbrooktms.com. Greenbrook TMS, we're here to help.
The lowest fee in real estate is coming soon to Washington, D.C. There's no longer any reason to pay 6% to sell your home. Introducing Rex. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry. 2% total, saving thousands of dollars per transaction. With Rex, you get a full-service team backed by technology. They don't market homes the way traditional agents do. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics to directly target hundreds of qualified buyers to your home the moment it goes on the market. And Rex charges only 2% total, not the 6% commission your local broker expects. Get started now by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Since 2015, Rex has saved homeowners millions of dollars in fees across California, Texas, New York, and Colorado. Now it's your time, Washington, D.C., to sign on for a simplified and cost savings approach to buying or selling a home. To get started, call now at 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Rex Real Estate Exchange in Incorporated.
Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you with us on this Memorial Day weekend. A couple of notes we'll get to here. Jussie Smollett. Now, we've all heard about this crazy case out of Chicago. First, Jussie Smollett alleging he'd been the victim of a hate crime. After an extensive investigation, the Chicago cops arrested Smollett. They accused him of faking the supposed attack. Like 16 felony counts against him, and the Cook County prosecutors suddenly dropped the charges against Smollett, and his case was sealed. Well, that upset a lot of people. Finally, an Illinois judge on Thursday ordered the criminal case file unsealed,
sets up the release of a wealth of information surrounding the controversial and also confusing case of Jussie Smollett. When the state attorney asked whether the office could have more time to redact personal information from the files, the judge advised prosecutors to, quote, act as if the documents were never sealed in the first place. So we will find out more about that Jussie Smollett case and why the prosecutors dropped those charges. It stunned everybody at the time. Action-packed 7 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to get his read on the declassification of the intel documents, also the very latest on the Iranian military, as we have been going back and forth with Iran recently. Build up of 1,500 U.S. troops expected in that region. We'll talk with Tony about that. John Gizzi's coming up next. We're going to talk with John about Brexit. John was on the lawn at the White House yesterday when the president came out, so he's got a rather personal account of what happened there. And there were two elections this week that you didn't hear about. Why didn't you hear about them? Because they were both very supportive of President Trump, and they both won. Why would the media report that Trump-supporting congressional candidate and gubernatorial candidate won in a primary and an election? Why would the media report that? I'm going to talk about that with John. Also, Cheryl Atkison is going to be coming up with us, and we're going to talk with Cheryl about a book, not one of hers, no, about Jim Acosta's new book. Everybody's favorite, Jim Acosta, CNN, has authored a book. And in the hype for the book, they talk about the dangers. He talks about the dangers of reporting on the White House in the book. All the dangers. Remember when he was at the border and he was standing behind the wall? There's no problem here. Where are all the illegal immigrants? It's because there was a wall, Jim. There's no danger when you're standing behind the wall. Could have gone down a few miles and met some of the MS-13 gangbangers coming across the border, but no, he stood behind the wall. It's part of the danger of covering the White House. Book comes out June 11th. Can't wait.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
All we work with is people 55 and up, people that are approaching retirement and in retirement who have certain amounts of money saved, and the focus is helping them get their income solved in retirement. If a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
Keystone Light Motivistones.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, but it will foam up, so three-tap that stone. Always shoot for the stones, and you'll land in the beer aisle.
Stone knowledge.
Remember to stop and smell the stones with your mouth.
Yes, sirree.
So do your mouth a favor. Pick up a 15-pack of Keystone Light. Always smooth.
Keystone Light. Motor Vistones.
Celebrate responsibly. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL.